May the Lord help us commence this evening with hymn 328. Afflicted saint, to Christ draw near, thy Saviour's gracious promise hear. His faithful word declares to thee that as thy days, thy strength shall be. 328.
Thank you. of the Word of God is part of the 15th chapter of the Gospel as recorded by Matthew. Chapter 15, beginning at the verse 21. Matthew 15, from verse 21. And Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts, cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Jesus departed from thence, and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain, and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. And they glorified the God of Israel. And Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. And his disciples say unto him, Whence should we have so much bread in the wilderness, as to fill so great a multitude? Jesus saith unto them, How many loaves have ye? And they said, 7, and a few little fishes. He commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. He took the 7 loaves and the fishes and gave thanks and broke them, gave to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled. They took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets full. Those that did eat were 4,000 men, beside women and children. He sent away the multitude and took ship, came into the coasts of Magdala. May he bless his word to us. Help us now to pray. Oh, for reverence, O Lord. Oh, for faith. Oh, for a spirit of prayer. Oh, grant us that privilege. Lord, grant us liberty and grace to bring to thee the needs we have at this time. And Lord, thou art sufficient to supply all that we need. But oh, we do thank thee, gracious and eternal God, Thou art an able Saviour and a friend of sinners. And we do ask thee, Lord, that we may have liberty and pray in the name of Jesus for those things that we stand in need of at this time. Oh, for forgiveness and pardon for another day's iniquities and sins. Oh, to be washed. Oh, to be cleansed. Oh, to be pardoned. Oh, may we walk with those who rejoice in Jesus Christ, the Saviour. Lord, other those here who don't know what it is to be forgiven, know what it is to be pardoned on this particular occasion, and look back upon those sacred days. Lord, oh, renew them. Lord, renew them again to the soul, and to be able to walk before thee in peace through the pardon and forgiveness of all sin. Lord Jesus, abide with us tonight in this company. Lord, may thy presence be realised. But always ever, Lord, we stand in need of thy Spirit's teaching. Oh, instruct us, Lord, in the ways of truth and righteousness. Lord, may there be those here, Lord, and we pray that it may be all of them, who shall stand in need this night of Jesus Christ. Oh, for faith to believe and to plead. Lord, he who shed precious atoning blood. Oh, may there be those here that shall pray for this great blessing and mercy. We do especially pray, Lord, not only for it, but that it may have effect upon us in granting us joy and comfort. Lord, sin brings sorrow. Oh, but mercy through Christ brings joy and gladness. Lord, remember the little church that is planted here. May be added unto. May there be those who are constrained by love to tell to sinners round what a kind Saviour they have found. Lord, there are those here, surely, Lord, that are seekers, and seekers shall indeed be finders. What a mercy it is to be a seeker. Lord, a seeker for forgiveness and pardon. Lord, we seek thy presence to be with us here, but not to be with us here only, but to be with us in each of our pathways. Lord, every day to cry unto thee, every day to look to thee, every day, Lord, for thy appearance and for thy blessing. Lord, we can come on sure grounds for the blessing, because thou hast promised, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, shall not return unto me void. And Lord, we pray that we may prove it, and each of us prove it as we come to thy word again once more in this sanctuary. Oh, bless it, Lord. May there be receptive hearts. Lord, may there be those secret cries put up to thee, Lord, that it may be a time of blessing, a time of reviving. Oh, we do seek this, Lord. Lord, add unto the church those who can tell, Lord, what thou hast done for their never dying soul. May there be in this place those blessed characters, Lord, who shall give thee the praise, the honour and glory here on earth in preparation to be with Christ in glory. But then, Lord, are there any afflictions? Oh, may we ask for thy healing hand, thy restoring mercy. Remember those who hold office. Lord, grant them the help, Lord, and the grace and the humility, Lord, to use their office well. Lord, we pray for those, and all we hope there are, we're sure there must be, an exercised people. Lord, one said, am I his or am I not? Oh Lord, thou canst put the question out of question. And we do pray, Lord, that there may be those, Lord, who shall be blessed with faith to believe in Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, thou knowest how thou dost work mightily in this place, Lord, and that there may be those who shall seek after thee and find thee, to the joy and rejoicing of their soul. Lord, bless the ministers that come here with light and with liberty. Oh, may there be much prayer made for these preaching services. Oh, may there be much brought up to thee, Lord, to indeed seek for those mercies and favours that shall indeed abound to thy glory and to the joy and peace in believing. Oh, hear our prayers, Lord. Thy servants come here. Perhaps they come poor. Perhaps they come needy, but perhaps they come because that is the condition of their hearers. Lord, we do pray that thy word shall not return to thee void then in this place. Lord, raise up a desire for a settled ministry. Raise up a desire for an under shepherd to be given to them to be placed over them. Oh, may there be prayer made for it. Lord, it is the gospel blessing and the gospel commands. Lord, and we thank thee for thy word, for I will give pastors after mine own heart. Lord, this is God's gift. This is the Holy Spirit's blessing to the churches here below. So may there be an asking for it, a united asking, Lord, in faith, that I would provide for them, Lord, one that shall indeed have them in their heart, have them in his heart, and one whom shall have him in their heart, and walking together in the things of God. Lord, we dwell in days of great evil. Nevertheless, Lord, we're thankful that we still have the gospel. We're thankful too we still have the opportunity to gather round the word. Oh, we bless thee, Lord. Oh, though it is a dark day, not only in this land and nation, but also throughout the world. Oh, how great is the kingdom of Satan. Lord, how poor it seems to be, the kingdom of thy grace. Nevertheless, Lord, thou hast promised to be even where two or three are gathered together in thy name. We think, Lord, of what we read. Thou didst take a few loaves and a few fishes and feed 5,000. Lord, we pray that thou would take a few words this night, offered before thee, spoken, so dependent upon thee. Oh, that thou would bless thy people through thy word. So abide with us. Lord, still maintain the sanctuaries with praying souls. Lord, still gather into thy church here below those who shall indeed be brought to tell, Lord, of thy mercy to their souls. Do not forget the young people, Lord, the rising race, the future generation. Lord, hear our prayers. Bless them, Lord, with life, life in their souls. Bless them, Lord, with a desire after thee. Bless them with answers of peace. Lord, we read of Saul, behold, he prayeth. May that be said of these young people. And Lord, they have much to pray for. We pray, Lord, not only for their pathway in providence, not only their pathway together, but we pray for their souls. Oh, bless the young people and the children, and Lord, with life in the soul. But we would not forget those who are older. Lord, we are concerned with the future of the church, of thy people here below. But we would not forget those, Lord, that are in increasing years. Lord, hold them up and help them. Lord, help them to look back in thankfulness and look forward in hope. So hear these poor petitions. And Lord, what secret desires, Lord, only thou knowest, what flow from the heart. And Lord, we pray for that such praying souls may be encouraged with answers of peace. Hear our cry, forgive our sins. Lord, pardon the poverty. Oh, we have many needs, Lord, what we fail to ask for, make up in giving. We ask in the name of Jesus and for his sake. Amen.
Hymn 1051. Alas, what hourly dangers rise, what snares beset my way. To heaven, O let me lift my eyes, and hourly watch and pray. 1051.
repentant as ever upon the Lord's appearance and help. I would ask your attention to the reading, the Gospel as recorded by Matthew chapter 15 and verse 25. The Gospel as recorded by Matthew chapter 15 and verse 25. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. I suppose, and I trust it is so, that each of you, I trust, may especially be found amongst the young people here, the seeking spirit for the Lord's help. I was going to say, when don't you need his help? But you know, there are those, of course, who seem to manage without the Lord's help. But the previous verses also bring light upon the state and condition of her soul. She sought for mercy because she had her daughter grievously vexed with the devil. And oh, what a trying few moments was it not for her? First of all, he answered her not a word, and then he said, I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then we come to the text, the pleading, the state and the condition of her need was very great. But I would suppose too, and I say this very carefully, are there not times with each of you here, have you not had to pray this? Have you not been brought into these circumstances where this short three words has flowed from your lips, flowed from your soul, and a spirit of grace, the Lord's appearance, and to worship him, that he may appear for you and take up the burden? Something, dear friends, which is very important first to notice. As the chapter went on, we read great multitudes come unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them, multitudes. And here was one who came, Lord, help me. Oh, he's able to save to the uttermost them who come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. But you know full well, you that trust that you are in the covenant of grace, comes down to me. Dear friends, it comes down to this singular, important matter. It's me. Lord, the Lord knows, dear friends, where his work is. And although he was able to heal multitudes, he didn't shut out the ones. He didn't shut out the poor sinner who stood in need of the Lord's appearance. Lord, help me. This is also to be noticed, dear friends, how this dear woman came to him. Woman of Canaan, come out of the same coast, and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, It was her daughter that needed this blessing, but she wanted this mercy. It would be mercy to her, as the Lord Jesus should put his hand to restoration and healing for this daughter of hers. But it will be a mercy to her. You that pray, you that have experience in bringing all your needs to the Lord Jesus. I think it was Peter Simmons who once said, "It's me again, Lord. It's me again." Has he taught you to pray? He taught Saul of Tarsus to pray. And I'm sure there was many singular petitions put up. It is right, of course, that the Church of Christ should ever be brought before the throne of grace. The number that no man could number out of all nations, kindred and tongue should be brought to the throne of grace. But it comes down to this, where the grace of God is found. It comes down to this singular one poor soul who stands in need. To you that are, I trust, called by grace, was it not so with you? You was called by grace, and the Lord made you feel the burden and the wickedness of sin, of yourself and your old nature. Did it not come down to me? Lord, help me. What is also to be noticed, dear friends, is that the Lord is able to save. We look in the following chapter, there's mention made of the feeding of 5,000. But the Lord is able, we read in the closing verses of this chapter, and they took up of the broken meat was left 7 baskets full. They that did eat were 4,000 men, beside women and children. But his ear is open to the cries of his dear people. Oh, it's me. Lord, help me. What is your petition? What is your supplication, day or night? Morning and night, as you make your requests known, are you not brought into certain difficulties by a good and gracious God? And the sole purpose of those difficulties, the knowledge of sin, it, dear friends, brings you and me to the throne of grace, that you should receive or be able to lay your burden, cast, he said, on me thy care. 'Tis enough that I am nigh. I will all thy burdens bear. I will all thy needs supply. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. You know, it is right, and I believe it's right in the eyes of God, that the Church of Christ should meet together and hold prayer meetings and bring to him the concerns of the sanctuary and of the Church of Christ. But it comes down to this one person, one desire. Lord, help me. Have you that desire? Dear friends, are there those things which relate to your soul or to your circumstances? Perhaps it is unknown to others. You know, we are told to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. But oh, when it comes down to the mercy of God. Dear friends, the Lord help you to pray for your soul. Lord, help you to pray for salvation to be known. I would suppose, and I say this with reverence to those who are concerned with the sanctuary and for the concern for the Church of Christ. Oh, how we long for the day of rejoicing. You know, it is a wonderful mercy to hear. And it's like good news from a far country when a cause of truth holds a baptizing service. Oh, you know, people come because they desire to join in thankfulness and praise for the love of Christ that is found in the heart of a poor sinner who is made worthy to, who is made willing to walk the ways of gospel commandments. But oh, it comes down to this, doesn't it? Me. It's your soul and eternity. It's your pathway. It's your tribulation. It's your affliction. It's your concern. Pray for the ministers that come here, that they may bring a word from the Lord, that he may bless it. But the ultimate and the one desire is that your soul may be fed or blessed, that you may come to such a time when you are delivered out of captivity of Satan. When you consider, and dear friends, is this not true? You've read through the book of Job in your time. How the Lord lost, how his children were taken away, and how all his possessions was removed. Dear friends, but they were second and third things. It was him that Satan sought to overthrow. Hast thou considered my servant Job? Well, dear friends, it was to overthrow the grace of God in him, which he could not do, of course. But it brings this desire from the heart. Lord, help me. What sort of help does she want? Well, we've already read what was the trouble with her. Dear friend, she wanted mercy. If the Lord Jesus would have compassion and heal her daughter, that would be mercy to her. You that are praying souls, do you not bless God for answers of peace? Is that not a mercy when your poor petitions, as you would describe them, reach the ears of the Lord God of Sabaoth, and answers of peace are granted? And your soul is thankful and rejoice, and you break into songs of praise unto him. You know, dear friends, it's a strange thing to say, but the Lord puts you in a pathway which brings you to the throne of grace. The Lord teaches you to pray for his appearance. It's me, dear friends, which is at the concern that the Lord should have compassion. Very lately, I've had to wonder, of all the people on the face of the earth, why was I born into this world and found in company with those who love the truth, who are found in the house of God on the Lord's day and on the week? Why wasn't I born amongst the people who never darkened the doors of a place of worship? But you see, that is the purposes of God. I know there are some who can trace and the ways of grace and the ways of mercy, who are brought under the sound of the truth by whatever means the Lord is pleased to use. But I've often of late wondered, and it is a mystery to me, dear friends, it is the purposes of God that finds you and me in the Lord's house on a weeknight, instead of being in the world and amongst the world. But it is all of his grace and all of his mercy. Why was I made to hear his voice, enter Wilder's room, while thousands make the wretched choice and rather starve than come? Is it not his appointment? Has he not got eternal purposes respecting your never dying soul? Then again, the Lord knows, dear friends, and this is sometimes distressing, but there are those who come to the Lord's house all the days of their life, never make a profession, never open their mouth in thankfulness and praise for his grace and his mercy. They live and die destitute. We went a week or two back to a funeral of one that used to worship and saw in the remaining years of his life. Never did I hear a word out of his lips concerning grace or mercy or the need of his soul. His family, he said to me once, when I die, you're to take the funeral. But I never had an opportunity, not that it concerned me too much, but a Church of England vicar took his funeral at the wish of his family, and of course there was nothing to say. Where there is nothing to say, there is nothing to say. What a mercy, dear friends, if the Lord of life and glory puts you amongst his people, to hear the gospel preached and begun a work of grace in your soul that brings you to Jesus Christ and to seek his help. You that pray, and I say this out of love, because I remember being brought into great distress concerning these gatherings for prayer, night and morning in our homes. Oh, how the Lord used trouble to bring us to the throne of grace. I remember having burglary. We had it twice. I was asked by a gracious parent, did I read and pray morning and night? And I had to confess I didn't. The answer was, well, you will now. And I believe that was God's chastening hand upon us. And so we resorted to prayer and supplication for the Lord's daily and nightly appearance for us. And oh, how we stand in need of this three words. You know, as long as you live, dear friends, I'm passing off the stage of time, rapidly coming to the end of life's journey, but I still need his help. You stand where I do, dear friends. It is a constant cry, the Lord help me. You know, ministers are given by the Holy Spirit text to preach from. But oh, the help to preach from them. I've always said, and I believe this is right, concerning the ministers of the gospel, text they might have, but what to say, dear friends, has been often their biggest burden. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. You want the Lord's appearance. It may be, dear friends, and I say this out of complete ignorance of any of your pathways, but you may be waiting for him and have to wait upon him. There may be many things, dear friends, which you spiritually or providentially stand in need of, and yet it seems as though the Lord turns a deaf ear. You have to wait for him. Dear friends, as you are brought to worship in prayer before him and bringing all your concerns and your burdens, as you start a new day, do not have to ask the Lord for his help. In the Old Testament, as I've said so many times recently, we are directed to a gracious word that the Lord goes before as and with his people. Matters, dear friends, which are of vital importance for your precious soul. Oh, the Lord's help. You cannot go wrong. You cannot make a wrong decision, dear friends, if you follow the Lord's direction and guidance. You may be with many concerns. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. You know, one needs, if you are the subject of grace, one needs much patience, waiting for the Lord to appear and to provide, and indeed to bring to pass blessings in your own soul. Always help. Help to continue to pray. Or if the matter is a burden to you, cast upon him all your care. You commit your way to him. Do you not seek his help, guidance and direction to know what is the right way to walk, what is according to his will? How many times, dear friends, I ask this question? How many times do you seek to know what the will of the Lord is in the matter? You know, it is one thing to ask the Lord for guidance and for direction and for his presence and indeed for answers of peace. But dear friends, what about waiting to see or waiting to know what the will of the Lord is in a matter? Especially, dear friends, may I say this to you that are younger in years. Oh, have you not those things which I lay upon you as burdens? What is the will of the Lord in a matter? Providential matters it may be. Dear friends, the Lord knows what your concerns are. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Lay it at his feet. Leave it there. Wait till he appears. I said recently, and I hope you'll forgive me if I've said it before, when we first went to Zohar, or after we transferred our membership to Zohar, the pastor there, who you well know at the time, asked me if I would take up the office of deacon, ask the Lord. Was his advice good advice, dear friends? Whether it be providential or spiritual, ask the Lord what is his mind. Well, I remember coming across him one day after service, and he said, well, what has the Lord said? Has the Lord answered? I said, yes, he has answered. What did he say? I said, well, I don't know what I can tell you. Well, he said, you might just as well. Well, I asked the Lord, should I be and office in office in the church. But he gave me this answer: feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight, and that willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. And I said, what's that got to be with being a deacon? And he looked me in the eyes and he said, that's the ministry. And he said, you have the exercise concerning the ministry. There's the answer. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight. Well, of course, in time, it all came to pass. I remember this many, many years ago. A dear servant of God preached for us once at Hanover, preached many times, but on one occasion, he's gone to glory now, so one can't refer this to him. But you know, he said, if the Lord has placed you, I would say this to any of you who are in a church or in office, if the Lord's placed you somewhere, it will be a place you can't manage. Dear friends, how many times you that bear office here, how many times have you used these three words when you have to conduct a reading service, for instance, when you have to find the hymns of preaching services, when you take a prayer meeting in this sanctuary? Are not these three words are we going to say, does it not reveal the exercise? Does it not reveal the need of the Lord's help? And I've always proved this too. Dear friends, depend on me. Thou canst not fail, make all thy wants and wishes known. Fear not, his merits must prevail. Ask what thou wilt, and it shall be done. Dear friends, I've always proved that he's a good and gracious and faithful God. If he puts his people where he'll have them, on the one hand, they will stand in need of him constantly. Dear friends, they will also prove he's a faithful God. One of the mercies, dear friends, of a gracious God is he'll put you where you stand in need of his help. And that's daily help. Now, this is a Friday night. Dear friends, and you that have the administration of this course, I'm sure you are concerned with the preaching services and the prayer meetings. Dear friends, who is to help? Who do you look for help? Lord, help me is a clear sign, dear friends, of dependency upon a gracious God, not to labour too far on this point. But you know, dear friends, if you fear God, you'll have to wait for him. Lord, help me. Help me to continue looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross and despised the shame. I thought of those words. Even the Lord Jesus Christ cried from the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? When he withdrew his presence, when he hid his face, even the Lord Jesus Christ needed that divine help as he suffered and bled and died. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. What sort of help do you need? Dear friends, you that are dependent upon a good and gracious God for his help. Well, help in every way. You know, when you wait upon the Lord for help, Oh, the grace. Should the Lord put you in a pathway, dear friends, of much need, ask for his grace first. You would say, well, the need is great. Why should I ask for his grace? Well, that grace will give you submission to what the Lord has placed you in or placed upon you. Oh, you'll need grace to walk, dear friends, according to his will. And you that are younger, oh, may the Lord begin with you whilst you are tender in years. And you will forgive me, dear friends. But surely, it's a daily help. Such to go to colleges, universities. Such to start, they that start employment in a wicked world. What need, dear friends, is for the Lord's help. I remember when I was many years ago now, I was given a position, and I knew nothing about this position. I'd worked for the company for many years, but I'd never worked in that particular part of the company. I had to take it to the Lord to seek guidance, to seek direction, to seek understanding. Dear friends, even in providential matters, and they're not the least of the matters, but they're not as important as the matters of your soul. Dear friends, what the Lord's help, guidance and direction. Oh, how dependent upon a good and gracious God. What I want to say, dear friends, is this, that if he has begun with you, dear friends, in your own soul, he'll make you dependent. He'll bring you to wholly depend upon him for everything, for guidance and for understanding. You may have many, witnesses of the Lord's mercy. But you know, dear friends, as I said just now, if you are where the Lord has put you, you will need his help. And I wonder, and I say this very carefully because I'm not seeking to know the church's matter, but if there are souls here, dear friends, that are exercised respecting joining the church, I'm sure there's many fears. Should there be such a soul? Should there be such an exercise? I'm sure there's many fears. I'm sure there's many suggestions of the enemy. You know, dear friends, if the Lord exercises you to go forward in the matters of your soul, if the Lord has exercised you, any one of you, respecting the ordinance of his house, what grace is needed? What help is needed? How his presence is needed? The Lord grant answers of peace and grant his help. But you that are members of the church, you that have given your testimony as your hope in Jesus Christ, dear friends, what help is needed? What comes against it? Everything comes against it. Blind unbelief is sure to err. Scan his work in vain. God is his own interpreter, and he will make it plain. But I say it again, dear friends, if you are in this cause of truth where the Lord would have you, dear friends, it is his help that you'll need. If there's those that are, and I know not, and I don't want to know in one sense, but you know, if there are those here that are spiritually exercised, respecting the church here. What grace is needed, dear friends? What help is needed? Satan will say, you know, what he said to me when I was baptized, before I was baptized rather, you'll be brought to confusion. The godly people, they'll look straight through you and see what a hypocrite you are. But you know, dear friends, if the Lord is pleased to exercise you in spiritual things, he'll give you much grace to be humble. You know, people say, well, I've nothing much to say. Nothing much needs to be said. Dear friends, it's not the much. It's the little. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. Oh, these people who are tempted by Satan not to tell what the Lord has done for their soul, lest they should be brought to confusion. Rest upon him. Wait upon him. Call upon him in the day of trouble. Dear friends, he will appear and indeed undertake. I turned over to Psalm 106 this afternoon. There's a verse there which says, remember me, O Lord, with the favour that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation. This is another me. Remember me, O visit me. This is another me. Dear friends, as much as you and I are right to pray for the cause of truth, for the church, for the ministry that they have, for those who hold office, dear friends, it comes down, doesn't it, to this one, two, three words, Lord, help me. When you come upon these occasions, dear friends, when you come up to this house of God on the Lord's Day, who you have in a pulpit is, I was going to say, not of great concern, but it is you, it's the great concern, your soul. People say, well, this minister's an able minister, or so on and so forth. Dear friends, what's that got to do with it? If he stumbles and stutters along, as poor ministers do from time to time, dear friends, it is your precious soul that needs help. If the Lord is dealing with you in providence, it's his help that's needed. If the Lord is dealing you with in grace, the Lord's help is needed. If there's a poor man at the desk or a poor man in this pulpit, The Lord knows he needs help. It's wonderful mercy, you know. There are these ordained ministers that go away to university and are taught how to preach and all such things as that, which of course one cannot agree to. But you know, the Lord's needed help. When a minister turns away from what he has done to go forth into the ministry, dear friends, he's full of fear, he's full of need, but he has one thing in common with all. Dear friends, that's the Lord's help. Your pathway is changed. Dear friends, even in providence, if your pathway is changed, if the Lord is with you in the way, dear friends, it is his help that's needed. Oh, when you come to listen in this day, in this sanctuary, on the Lord's Day, ask him for his help to listen. Ask him for his help to pray. You know, Saul of Tarsus, it is said of him when God called him by his grace on that Damascus way, behold, he prayeth, emptied of earth, I fain would be. Dear friends, and you'll need the Lord's help. And oh, how praying souls stand in need absolutely of a daily appearance of the Lord. Three words describe the condition of a newborn soul. Three words describe the purposes of God, the need of this appearance. I don't know the condition, I don't know any exercise here tonight. The Lord knows. Dear friends, no, I don't choose texts. But I do hope, dear friends, that such a text is a suitable one. And I would be surprised if it wasn't. I would be sorry if it wasn't. Those who seem to be, who manage their spiritual life, dear friends, without the Lord's help, I would wonder how sincere their spiritual life is. To you that know what it is to be convinced of sin, you know, it's one thing to sing, convince me of my sin and lead to Jesus' blood. Dear friends, it's one thing to sing it. But if you're convinced of sin, oh, you need the Lord's help. When you go and listen, pray for the minister. Dear friends, he stands in need of the Lord's help, not only when he, in preparation for preaching, but you know also, I've sometimes, there was one occasion recently, I confess this to my shame, I got to Zora on a Sunday morning, I couldn't remember the text. You may be surprised. Some people would suggest, well, write it on a piece of paper, the text, take it with you. And I thought, I looked at the pulpit, this was before anybody came in. I thought, what am I going to do? You know, my mind went to Romans 8, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Well, I tried to speak from it. Dear friends, it wasn't a text that I hoped the Lord had given me. But you know, he doesn't fail. He'll never fail you, dear friends. He doesn't fail his people. Though they are needy and poor and destitute. Oh, you can see this in some of these remarkable events that the Lord Jesus Christ appeared for his people. You know, they came and woke him up once. He was with them in the boat and he was asleep. And they said, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and the waves, and there was peace. And there was great calm. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. There is a case in the gospel, and I can't remember where it is, but they had a case, you know, and they went everywhere else to no avail. They exhausted all they thought could be their help. You know, dear friends, what a mercy if you and I do better than them. Oh, may the Lord draw us unto himself to show to you, make you to know what it is that he has sufficient help, what grace there is, dear friends. Or may you find this text to be suitable. I have no knowledge, of course, of the need of anyone. Neither do I expect to know. In a certain sense, dear friends, it would be our mercy. Dear friends, if such a word, such three words as this, are suitable to you, the Lord knows what your tomorrows are. I'm sure of this tomorrow being Saturday. and much of my mind is taken up with the Lord's day and the services of his house. You know, you wake in the morning and there's nothing. In the first book of Kings, the servant of Elijah was told to go and look toward the sea. And he said, there is nothing. How many times, dear friends, have you found that out? There is nothing. So he was told to go and look seven times. And at the seventh time, not the sixth, the seventh time, he reported that there was a cloud the size of a man's hand. Dear friends, you might say, well, the Lord promised to send rain. Did he not also promise, dear friends, that such trials are sanctified? And came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Or may that word be suited to some poor soul this night. The Lord knows, dear friends, who needs his help. Oh, may it bless it and pardon all that's amiss.
God willing, Mr. Tim Parish is expected to preach next Lord's Day. And Mr. Pack is expected to preach next Wednesday evening. As Mr. Jempson is too ill. Let us close with hymn 668. Jehovah God, eternal Lord most high, permit a worm to bow before thy throne, a worm deserving endless misery, but please the blood that did for sin atone. 668.
us thy own word. Forgive and pardon what has been amiss. Take us home now in peace and safety, and abide with us. The grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, the Comforter, may his presence be known by each, both now and forevermore. Amen.